Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I too want to congratulate the nominee. I want to thank President-elect Biden for nominating a woman and Dr. Yellen for your willingness to serve. I can already see by the words that you've chosen, women, workers, workforce, workforce training, that you are likely to deliver economic policies that are more focused on Main Street than Wall Street. And I hope that is what I'm hearing, because I believe that we need wage growth in America, that Americans from all walks of life need more aspects to wage growth, and I hope the policies of the Biden administration and you will help deliver that. I have four areas that I'd like to quickly go over, if I could, that are important to these policies. First, I want to make sure that you are going to protect federal taxpayers and their investments as far as the private banking that exists in America, and that you will protect, continue to enforce the important laws that are on the books, and use the Federal Stability Oversight Committee to make sure that we're protecting depositors from having the federal government, again, ever having to bail out Wall Street, and to make sure that we're focusing on Main Street instead.
Senator Cantwell, I couldn't agree with you more. Our focus should be on Main Street, not Wall Street. And we should demand, as Dodd-Frank insisted, that the largest institutions, particularly those that pose systemic risks, have adequate capital and liquidity and plans by which, if they were to fail, they could be resolved without posing burdens on taxpayers. During my time at the Fed, I worked very hard to strengthen the banking system, to make sure that these institutions don't operate in ways that would harm Main Street. And I am pleased to see that when the pandemic hit, and there was a good deal of financial disruption, that especially the largest banks have been able to, due to the reforms that were put in place, continue to lend, to survive with adequate capital and to support the needs of households and businesses. And you have my absolute pledge that this will continue to be my focus.
Thank you. Thank you. I have to jump to the next one, because it's very important. I have an economy that's 1 in 4 jobs are related to trade. I've not been a fan of the Trump administration's what I would call unilateral protectionism. I don't think that this is the direction in an economy where 95% of consumers live outside the United States of America. We have digital trade issues that need to be resolved. We have national security issues that need to be resolved. So a recent Oxford Economics trade war study said that the Trump administration's trade war cost us 245,000 American jobs, and the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and Columbia University found that U.S. companies lost $1.7 trillion in the price of their stocks as a result of U.S. tariffs imposed on trade wars. So I'm asking you, do you repudiate basically unilateral protectionism?
Senator, I believe we should try to address unfair trade practices, and the best way to do that is to work with our allies rather than unilaterally. And when the unfair practices have to do with things like stealing intellectual property and engaging in forced technology transfer, or subsidies that provide an unfair technological advantage, I think we should focus directly on those practices and work with our allies to make sure that they're addressed.
Well, we in the Pacific Northwest believe in an export economy. And so we want an export economy to take place, so you have to have trade. And so we want to continue to focus on that. I do believe in using sanctions, though, and I think the Trump administration failed to be as aggressive on sanctions. So I want to make sure that you will use that as an economic tool, particularly as it relates to cyber attacks on our infrastructure. In the last few weeks, there have been so many momentous occasions. I think we've lost sight of the incredible impact of what happened with the hacking on our information system. And I want to know that you will use sanctions when necessary on people who have attacked our infrastructure.
Sanctions are a critically important tool to address cybersecurity and other threats. And you can be sure that I will be focused on making sure that they're used strategically and appropriately. And I intend to ask my deputy, if he's confirmed, Wally Adeyemo, to quickly begin a review of our sanctions policy to make sure we're doing this in a strategic way and in the most effective way we can.
Thank you. And I look forward to working with you on increasing affordable housing tax credits. My colleague, Senator Young, and I continue to, you understand how much affordable housing is important to our country and economy. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.